Moving to item I, the federal assistance to the Wattleboro matching funds, Rob O'Reilly, VMRC, $256,156.
Good evening.
Welcome, Rob.
One thing I'd like to mention is that, and most of you know, but we do have a new leader, the new agency head, Commissioner Jack Travelstead. As of 2 weeks ago, Governor McDonnell made the appointment official, and everyone here, of course, that has worked with Jack is very happy about that appointment.
Yeah, the board congratulates Jack on his recent appointment, and we're glad that Governor McDonnell recognized all the attributes that we've recognized over the years in working with Jack.
Thank you. It's been quite a few years that the fund has contributed to match for these projects, for the Wattleboro projects, and the match is 25%, and 75% comes from the Sportfish program. I wanted to just remind you of a few things. I'm not sure if you've had the rundown in a few years, but I want to give you a very quick update on these projects, which are on the second page of your packet. So the first one is evaluation of striped bass stocks in Virginia, tagging and monitoring. The importance of that project is twofold. One, you know that we have a quota for the Chesapeake Bay for both recreational and commercial fisheries. It's that program, the tagging program, that is used for us to be able to have a quota monitoring situation and for each year to be able to provide a quota back to the recreational and commercial fisheries. In terms of the monitoring, there's a catch per unit effort standard which has worked in the past, has fallen down a little bit, but is being rejuvenated, and it's catch of spawning fish during the spring, which is very important, especially to look at fish that are about 28 inches and greater, the migrants that are coming in, to get a look at their type of abundance. The second project, evaluation of juvenile striped bass relative abundance, you may have heard 2011 was the highest juvenile abundance of striped bass in Virginia, and that program started in about 1967. There was one interruption for several years at VIMS, and then it started again. Last November, it came very close at the ASMSC to an addendum being sent out to the public to reduce fishing mortality on striped bass by up to 40%. One of the reasons that proposal did not go out to the public was probably that both Virginia and Maryland had very high juvenile abundance indices, but you probably realize 2011 juveniles won't recruit to our fisheries till 2014, mostly 2015, so 3- and 4-year-olds. So there's still concern at the ASMSC level, and that's a very good project because it does give us some sign of the health. If you look at the third project, relative abundance of American shad, the recent information on that is not the best. The York River, which had been a very strong river in terms of abundance, has shown a decline, whereas the Rappahannock and James has shown some increase. But that project has continued for several years. The support facilities to provide marine finfish aging, you just heard from Joe Cimino. That project through ODU provides funding for us to buy samples at various locations, and that data is very crucial to what is now done commonplace, stock assessments for the many species, whether it be on a regional basis or whether it be through the interstate process at ASMFC. So age coupled with size and sex data are very important components to gather a health status on our fisheries. The Chesapeake Bay Multi-Species Monitoring and Assessment Program, or CHESMAP, that started in 2002. It's almost pushing a 10-year horizon of having data on adult fin fishes throughout the bay. It's not just Virginia. It's Virginia and Maryland. And a lot of this information is used in various purposes, stock assessment, even to the fact that when Joe Griss was telling you a little bit about the saltwater tournament and the fall down in reported lengths, one of those species, summer flounder, The chess map data provides some information on that, on those lengths that we could couple with the saltwater tournament. The importance of flounder lengths, just as one species, is Virginia's been under its target or its quota recreational 3 years in a row. And because of that, there have to be ways to figure out how much that size limit can reduce. You may remember, it wasn't too long ago, there was a 19-inch size limit. That's down to 16 and a half. Well, it's programs like this and the saltwater tournament which provide lengths, so at least proportionally you can say, if we were to go down a half an inch or an inch in minimum size, here would be the expected landings. The problem with other types of data, such as National Marine Fisheries Service, is that data only is on legal size fish, mostly of that year or larger. So if you have a 16 and a half inch size limit, like we do, there won't be very many measurements of fish under 16 and a half. You have to turn to released fish from the saltwater tournament or programs like ChessMap. If you look at the relative juvenile abundance of important finfish, that's the trawl survey that's been going since 1955. It's had different funding sources. The fund has been asked for several years to fund that project, and that data are used in a multitude of ways around different species and also for different projects. The population dynamics of grouper and tilefish, still relatively new. I mean, I lose track of time sometimes, but I think it's about 5 years ago when all of a sudden there was a little bit of a boom for those species. And, you know, the information is very scanty, even to some extent. So this is going to be a good source of information for us to get some biological data. So I think that's probably a fair, quick update. And if you have any questions, let me know. The match that's requested from the fund is $256,156, and that is 42% of the total match that is needed, and you can see some of the other sources there are listed as well.
Ed?
Mr. Riley, would you explain for Ken's sake the match and how it works, dollar for dollar, you know, one to three?
$3 from the federal, $1 from us. And us is now 42% fund, and the rest is shown here on your first page here, VIMS match, ODU Research Foundation match. So if you put all that together, it's 25%, and then the federal dollars are 75%.
Yes, Ken.
Yeah, so these Wallopboro funds then are being entirely used to fund research projects.
Well, I mean, I think research, monitoring, yes, yeah.
They can be used for other things besides just those activities, can't they? But
oh, yeah.
But they are.
They have a recreational basis.
Right. But I guess this board, by approving the other projects and access projects, uses other monies for that rather than Wallopboro.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of what the Wallopboro fund.
In 2011, we did use $156,000 for artificial reef.
Thank you.
We had it available. Right. We did use that money to help for 2011. It's actually still open, but unfortunately, it's gone down a little. So we didn't have it available for this year.
Many of those things that Rob alluded to are mandatory, and which we have to fund.
That's correct. Mandatory in sense of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission.
Feds.
Okay, thank you.
Filter down.
And I guess, really, Mr. Schultz, it's an interstate compact, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, but they are guided by federal law. So, for example, here at this agency, we have about 19 different species that we produce compliance reports on, and then VIMS has a lot of the data that's essential for that. and ODU.
Any further questions for Rob? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.